with me in the KRVS studios, quite a trio, Jeff Jertsen, who's a professor of architecture here at UL Lafayette, and two architecture graduate students, Barrett Bertrand and Jake Grandin, here to talk about the next house, or next house. I think many people will remember the first house that you all built. You called that the event house, and
that's right.
This is next house. Tell us about, and I know some people may have heard a bit about it when you all were here and have heard things in the news, but tell us about this project, how it got started, Jeff.
Sure. It all followed in the footsteps of the Beausoleil home. We were approached by the Lafayette Public Trust, and they had supported the Beausoleil Louisiana Solar Home. And John Arsenault, the chairman, thought it would be a wonderful idea if they could help provide funding through a loan to build houses in our community. And, of course, it was something I'd been looking for a mechanism to do also. And so when that came up, everything just kind of fell into place. And it's now become an integral part of our curriculum that the graduate students in architecture can choose to work on the project. They design a house in the fall. They complete the construction drawings in the spring. And then they get to work on it and build it with a contractor during the summer. And then the home is sold on the market. So the idea is to design an affordable, green, market-rate home in the urban core neighborhoods around downtown.
That's an amazing professional development mechanism that you all have in that program.
It really is.
And again, you know, kudos on everything you all have been doing from the Beausoleil House to all of these. It's just every time I hear projects coming out of the architecture and design program, they're so impressive. And
well,
I know everyone
thank
you. Feels that way in the community. So you have graduate students here with us, Barrett Bertrand and Jake Grandin. How long have you all been with the program, Barrett?
This is my first year with the program.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I started, like Jeff said, this past summer building the next house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to be working with students throughout the year on the design and then again on building the house this summer.
For the actual next house.
Correct.
Which will be called something else.
Right. Yeah, we're having a little trouble
coming
up with names.
Can't keep using this name.
No, we can't.
Right.
The next house. And
next squared.
Yeah, that's right. Next cubed. Jake, this is not your first year. I think you've been working.
No, this is my second year.
Okay.
I was a part of the initial design mm-hmm. team for the next house and drew on the construction documents during the spring of last year.
Mm-hmm. What drew you to this program? Was it this particular facet, this very
practical? Actually it was. The design-build facet mm-hmm. of the program, the Beausoleil mm-hmm. program, was actually what drew me here. I got my undergrad from Louisiana Tech and then decided to come down here for graduate school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Barrett, why did you choose this program? Were you here as an undergraduate or...
Correct. I was mm-hmm. here as an undergraduate.
Okay.
But the shift that I underwent in going into grad school, I was starting to wonder where my place was going to be in the world of architecture. And so I looked at this program as a way for my development as an architect and the different avenues that I can begin to go into after I graduate from UL. And the design build program has really brought me to different places that I never imagined that I would be looking at in
mm-hmm.
grad school.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's start with Jake because he's been with, you've actually completed a full cycle, I think, of these houses from the start mm-hmm. to the finish. What did that feel like, that process, starting off when you're, I mean, I'm sure you've had design classes before, but to actually be facing
yeah.
a house that is going to be sold.
I mean, it was amazing throughout the design process, drawing things on paper and the construction documents that, you know, you're not exactly sure if they're going to work when it gets constructed. But when the time comes and all the energy's put into it, you know, it actually comes out really well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was one of the really great things about the design was that there was just so much more added energy to the house that it really came out great.
Mm-hmm.
And really it gave me a lot of encouragement in the field of possibility for architecture, and it made me more aware of the responsibilities that we have as designers for the public.
Well, tell us about some of these ideas that went into designing this next house.
So we looked at the traditional neighborhood in the Freetown area, tried to, you know, analyze it so that the house would fit in. We used a lot of local vernacular, Louisiana vernacular for ventilation techniques. One of the main things that we got from Freetown area was the importance of the porch, which really became huge into the design scheme. Basically what it is, the front porch opens into the kitchen, and that opens straight to the back porch. So the house really, if you just open those two doors, it becomes so open to the community. And that's one of the things that we really wanted to strive, which also it's based off the Louisiana vernacular of the dog trot. So it's a natural ventilation system.
Mm-hmm. So describe the kind of architecture. I think not everyone is as familiar with the terms you're using, sustainable, and tell us just a bit about what your goal is. I mean, how sustainable are these houses?
These houses are in terms of what are in the area now, there's really only a few other houses that compare to them, which is one of the things that we're striving to achieve here, is to have different affordable green houses that are energy efficient, that are on the market right now, so that you can have comparable houses too. Mm-hmm. But basically we tried to do that in a market rate, which gave us design challenge to design everything based on that budget. Mm-hmm. Which was really,
I think, one of the major components of it being a green design is the fact that it's urban infill. We're not sprawling out. We're not adding to the sprawl of Lafayette by going into the suburbs. We're cultivating a sense of community and bringing these ideas to the core of Lafayette and enriching and developing what already exists. And that's really is truly a great sense of sustainability.
Right. And it's not just theoretical. This is not something you're building in your classroom, designing on a computer, and then thinking, oh, well, if I could do this on some 10-acre tract of land, I could do whatever I wanted. You are working within the confines of an actual neighborhood.
And we built it, too. We actually get out there and physically frame the walls. You know, we get out there and actually put the thing together.
Is that unusual in an architecture program, that aspect of it, that construction from beginning to finish?
Well, I'd like to say that we're one of the only ones, but actually it's really become very popular. Mm-hmm. There's probably anywhere from 50 to 60 architecture schools around the country that do some type of design build. I think what is unique is this kind of public-private partnership that we have, where we're working with, you know, a public agency to loan the money, mm-hmm. and then we're actually selling the homes, and it's all dependent upon us being able to sell the home to be able to build the next house.
Right. So that's the amazing part. I mean, again, this isn't theoretical, something you can do in a classroom and then just get a grade and leave it behind. This is in a neighborhood. People are going to buy it and actually have to live in it. Does that give you a greater sense of responsibility, Barrett?
It does. Mm-hmm. I feel that another thing that really differentiates us from a lot of other programs is that in the South, we have this strong connection to community, mm-hmm. and a strong connection to our traditions. And so in designing and pushing the limits of our designs, that's always in the back of our mind. Like, how is this going to respond to the community as a whole? How is it going to strengthen it? How is it going to enrich our community and our traditions?
How appropriate it is for a crawfish boil. That's something we'd always put in there.
Can we have a crawfish boil here, and will it look right?
Perfect for a crawfish boil.
Where's the burner going to go?
Yeah.
Well, what have been the responses from the community, the neighborhood where you've built this house? What has their response been?
It's been a fantastic response. Mm-hmm. Throughout the whole construction period, we've noticed people stopping that are walking in the neighborhood, cars stopping, people on bicycles stopping, and just looking at it. Some of them coming up and talking to us about what's going on. And we've actually had some people approach us and say that they've been following the houses in the neighborhood, and that they're so excited that things like this are coming about in their neighborhoods, and that they're elevating Lafayette.
Mm-hmm. And the immediate neighbors right beside the house, you can tell that there's really been this effort to start to clean up and rejuvenate the neighborhood just based off the new construction. So it's mm-hmm. been really nice.
Have many of the neighbors asked you questions about energy efficiency, sustainability? Does that interest them?
Yeah, it does. And it's funny that a lot of them will say, oh, I saw this somewhere else. I saw that. I think they do this in California. Mm-hmm. And so I guess they're just not used to seeing, you know, the amount of insulation that we're putting in the home. Mm-hmm. And obviously we'd love to let this, you know, trickle down and inform, you know, everyone so that they can start to make their homes more energy efficient, right, as well.
If you have just tuned in, my guests are Professor Jeff Jertsen from the UL School of Architecture and two graduate students from the program here at the university, Barrett Bertrand and Jake Grandin, who have been working on Next House. Our audience has a chance to see Next House. You have an open house this coming Friday.
Yes, we
what
do.
Time is it, Jeff?
From 2 to 5, mm-hmm, this Friday. We're having an open house, and we really would love everyone to come out and see it. One of the reasons we did this project and picked this neighborhood is so that we can really help these neighborhoods around the university and in the downtown. And, of course, it would be a perfect home for a faculty member, a staff member, a student, but anyone who really wants to be close to downtown and have that lifestyle of hopefully being able to give up the car a little bit, mm-hmm, live with a smaller footprint, mm-hmm, both in terms of the size, but not give up everything else in life that makes life so enjoyable.
All right. Well, describe the house. How big is it? How many square feet? What are the materials you all used?
It's 1,300 square feet, and basically our design scheme was an industrial look. So we tried to use materials that related to the neighborhood while also had modern appeal to it. So the exterior siding is painted hardy plank, and then we also have metal corrugation on a portion of the house. And the interior, we used rough aluminum, and then that was for like certain details, like we would have like industrial railings and just nice little details that read with that industrial look. All the appliances and things like that are that same appeal.
One of the nicest features of the house is that they have, you walk into the kitchen. And in Louisiana, the heart of the home is in the kitchen. And so you walk into this kitchen and it bleeds into the living room. So it's a constant interaction with the outside, the kitchen, and the living room. But there's also a loft space above the kitchen that overlooks the living room. So it's, you're in constant contact with people within the house and the exterior and people walking through their neighborhoods too. So I think that's a fantastic feature of the home also.
Definitely. I would think you would have people just knocking at your door to buy this house. So what is that process? You're having an open house now. Do people have to apply to think about purchasing the house, or who gets to buy the house?
No, the home has been for sale, mm-hmm, from the day we started building it. Mm-hmm. There was a Par Realty sign out front, and during the entire process, we've had people come through to look at the home. You know, from our experience, basically, it's not going to sell until it's finished, and the final touches are being put on this week. Mm-hmm. And so we expect that hopefully we'll have some serious homeowners looking at it.
Right.
Par Realty is providing at pro bono their services to sell the home. We're asking $159,000, which is basically our cost.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who does purchase the home is not only getting a very unique, energy efficient home that is unlike anything else in this neighborhood or throughout the community, but they're also getting a lot of value added to it. They're really getting a great deal.
Right.
One thing I never realized I do as a professor is be a salesperson, but mm-hmm, we've kind of all become realtors for our projects.
I mean, it's part of your training as well. I mean, it's not something we think about with architects, but you're definitely looking with an eye to actually selling homes, you know, not just having them in a museum or something. So I've heard you use the word design build, and is that really how you describe this program, a design build graduate program?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Design build is it's a type of education that we believe is the best way to teach design, mm-hmm, is having that interaction with the construction component. But it's also a methodology of actually building commercially too, that some owners will hire a single architect contractor as a design build firm to design it and to build it. And it's kind of a new methodology that's starting to become much more popular, because you can potentially have higher quality at less time, less time for construction.
Well, so. And a lot of continuity as well, and definitely a lot more pride in your designs when you know that you're going to be executing them to the finish as well. Well, again, my guests, Barrett Bertrand and Jake Grandin, are graduate students in the UL School of Architecture. Their professor, Jeff Jertsen, is here. They're talking about Next House. You can see that this Friday. What is the address again?
319 Jackson Street.
All right, and that is
in Freetown.
Okay, in Freetown. And what are the hours again?
From 2 to 5.
Okay, and you all will be there to answer questions and show the house?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to the next house when you all come back, perhaps. I know, Brandon, you're starting to work on that one. And Jake, are you about to graduate?
Or yeah, yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay, well, good luck with your design-build future career.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to that next house. So this Friday, you can find out more. I'm sure there's a website, or is there information on the School of Architecture's website?
Yes, there is. There's the invitation on the School of Architecture website.
Mm-hmm. All right, you can check that out as well. Thank you all for coming by and letting us know this. Thank you for doing this in our community.
Thank you for having us.